They arose up in the morning early and worshiped before the Lord and returned and came to their house to Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah, his wife, and the Lord remembered her. Wherefore it came to pass when the time was come about after Hannah had conceived that she bare a son and called his name Samuel, saying, because I have asked him of the Lord. Awesome, huh? And the man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer unto the Lord the yearly sacrifice and his vow. But Hannah went not up, for she said unto her husband, I will not go up until the child be weaned, and then I will bring him that he may appear before the Lord and there abide forever. I'm going to skip some of these verses here because it's just basically saying that once the child was weaned, she was going to fulfill her vow. And this is another thing. This is, man, Hannah's a woman of character. I'm just telling you. Got a lot of integrity. Because, you know, this is way after. She could have just been like, well, you know, I didn't really mean what I said or whatever, you know. You know, but no, she's like, God gave me this child and I'm going to fulfill my vow to give him unto the Lord. And look what it says in verse 28. Verse 27. For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition, which I asked him. Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord, and he worshiped the Lord there. So, you know, she God gave her a son, and she just gave him right back. Pretty amazing, you know, because she kept her vow. And, you know, obviously, as parents, this is what we want to do. We want to raise our children in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. But we shouldn't set unrealistic goals for them where you just vow, like, I'm going to vow that my son's going to be a pastor one day. Don't do that. You know what I mean? Just follow the admonitions to raise your children for the Lord. Okay? And the reason I even make that point is because, you know, Old IFB, they have this thing called Baby Dedication Sunday. Yes, Moses, seriously. He thought he was the only one in this room. You want to talk about it or something? I'm just kidding. Yeah, you wouldn't believe it, Moses, one time. No, I'm just kidding. They have this thing called Baby Dedication Sunday. It's basically like a Baptist, what's the Catholic thing? It's like a Baptist confirmation or something, you know? And they have this service where they take the baby and then they go did it. And look, I did it, okay? Because I come from Old IFB Church. Let me confess my fault to you. We were there with Bruce, you know, just dedicating him to the Lord or whatever. And you know what? He does belong unto the Lord. And I'm going to keep that vow. Because that's what we're raising him for. We're raising him to serve God. We didn't dedicate him to become a pastor or anything like that or a missionary. I just said, I want to raise him in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Okay? But here's the thing is that, you know, people take that very lightly, though. Because in the old IFB, they would make it such a big deal where they'd get a bunch of visitors to come and dedicate their babies. It's like they don't even come to church afterwards. So it's like they break the vow the very next week. They don't even come to church. And it's just like, you know, it's basically a dedication for the parents to start coming to church and training their children or whatever. But a lot of the times it's just like a big day to get a bunch of people to church. You know, it's a gimmick. And then what happens is people don't keep their vows. This is why this is the problem with altar calls. A lot of pastors gauge their service success based upon how many people come to the altar. Like, how many people can we get to come to the altar? But here's the problem. You have a bunch of people come to the altar making all kinds of vows that they don't keep. And, you know, God doesn't look kindly upon that. That's a dangerous thing to do. You know, oh, I dedicate my life unto you, Lord, and I'm going to be a missionary. I'll go to Southeast Asia. I'm going to go to Russia. I'm going to go. And then, you know, they're not even in the youth group the following week or whatever. Breaking their vows left and right. It happens all the time. Okay?